Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Before we start, please check out our new podcast, Good Sleep. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Living Daily episode 2150, Stop Making Goals, Set Intentions Instead by Stephen Worley of LifeSkillsThatMatter.com, and I'm Justin Mollick. This is not your typical podcast. There are no interviews. And it's nice and short so you can listen daily and start the day off on the right foot. And speaking of short, let's get right to it as we optimize your life. Stop Making Goals, Set Intentions Instead by Stephen Worley of LifeSkillsThatMatter.com. Earlier this year, I decided to stop making goals. I've decided to set intentions instead. This small but powerful reframing of my mindset has made me feel so much more satisfied, productive, and a heck of a lot less anxious. Why? Because intentions focus on creating lasting and sustained change. Goals focus on hustling after a temporary and fixed outcome. Goals can be limiting. Intentions can be much more expansive. I define a goal as a predetermined result arbitrarily chosen to achieve a temporary feeling in a moment in time. I define an intention as the desire to create a sustained feeling over time through the development of habits, regardless of the ultimate outcome. The language we've been conditioned to use when we want to make a change in our life has always been focused on achieving a tangible goal. What I've come to realize is that we really don't care about the outcome. What we really want is to change how we feel. Right now, you might believe that if you could just make X amount more money each year, then you'll feel secure, happy, and have the life you've always wanted. Studies have shown most of us won't feel any happier earning more than $75,000 a year. We've been taught that we'll be rewarded with the feeling we desire once we've achieved that one fixed outcome. It's just not true. You can start feeling different right now. You don't have to wait. Think about the last time you achieved a goal. How long did that feeling you desired really last? Weeks? Days? Hours? Minutes? I remember years ago when I started working for myself, I recall holding my very first check for my very first client. It was for $1,000. Within an hour, the dopamine hit of my accomplishment started to wear off and I wanted more. I bet you know exactly what I'm talking about. Once that high feeling wore off, you started feeling down again. Maybe you even wanted to start chasing after another goal to get that feeling back like I did. There's a reason diets don't work. It's because they're goal-driven instead of intention-driven. Goals are hits of sugar that make you feel a temporary high. Intentions are wholesome meals that make you feel satisfied all the time. Examples of making goals versus setting intentions. The classic goal every American has been sold is the American dream. If you work hard enough, you can achieve upward social mobility. You can get married, buy a house, buy more than one car, buy a TV for every room in your house, have two kids, a dog, and go on a two-week family vacation each year. I chased after those goals for years. I achieved several of them, but they didn't make me happy or feel secure. They felt more like obligations. They were someone else's dream, not mine. By the time I reached midlife, I no longer owned a home or a car. I'm divorced, without children. My dog died 2 years ago. I couldn't be happier. Once I stopped chasing those goals, I started living my life with intention. I now live out of a bag. I travel the world as a nomad. I'm available to help my family and friends anytime they need it. I cured my anxiety. I no longer wait for some future goal's promise of happiness. Living my life with intention makes me happy right now in the present moment. Here are some common goals many of us have created for ourselves that could be reframed as intentions. Goal: make a six-figure income 3 years from now. Intention: feel financially secure based on the needs of my current lifestyle. Try calculating the cost of your ideal lifestyle right now. Goal: lose 15 pounds in the next 3 months. Intention: feel healthy, energized, and comfortable in my own body. Goal: start a business that will be financially sustainable in 6 months. Intention: build a habit of meeting at least one new person each day who might be interested in my product or service. See the difference? Goals are what you think you are supposed to do. Intentions are what feels right to you. How goals can make you feel bad. I was coaching a woman a few months ago who wanted to sell 700 tickets to her conference over the next 6 months. At the time we spoke, she had sold 10 tickets. She was a basket case. She told me she had never been more depressed in her life than at that moment. She was even considering leaving her boyfriend. Why? Because she chose an arbitrary goal that sounded impressive. She felt if she didn't achieve her goal, she'd be an utter failure. She literally created an obligation that was a figment of her own imagination that was now making her feel depressed. Crazy what we do to ourselves, isn't it? It was completely out of alignment with how she wanted to feel, to say the least. We started talking about the work she enjoyed doing on this project until this point. I could start seeing her light up as she shared stories about the interesting people she had met over the past year. We also discussed alternative outcomes. I even told her it was okay if she didn't do the conference at all. It was a possible outcome if she could allow herself to be open to it. Within 30 minutes, you could see her mood change. Why? Because she realized she enjoyed the process of meeting new people, and it didn't matter how many people showed up at her conference. Do you know what was most impressive to me? She had already sold 10 tickets 6 months in advance when she had never hosted a conference before, had zero traffic coming to her website, and no email list. She already made something from nothing because of her habit of meeting new people. Intentions build habits. Goals don't. Trust me, you don't want whatever your goal is. You want to make a change in your life, and that comes from changing your habits. Goals deny you other possible outcomes. Intentions focus on changing your mindset and habits every day so you can change how you feel moment by moment and be open to possibility. Goals feel like an obligation. Intentions feel like an invitation to explore. Chasing goals makes you feel like you are never enough. Intentions empower you to be yourself. Intentions motivate you to be more curious. Goals ruthlessly make you feel like you have to find the right answer or the right way of doing whatever it is you are trying to achieve. Goal setting is a relic of the old way of working. Setting intentions will help you thrive for how work is changing. I've read hundreds of biographies about philosophers, artists, scientists, writers, and inventors throughout the ages. Most of them didn't set goals. They all set intentions, every single one of them. If you want to create real and lasting change in your life, you need to focus on the development of your habits. Start by setting intentions. I may not be an advocate of goals, but I'm not advocating sitting around on your butt either. Making a big change in your life takes focus and effort. I'm merely suggesting the method of achieving the big change you want using intentions may be much more productive and enjoyable than enslaving yourself to a specific goal. Special thanks to our Fall 2019 Accelerator members who got me thinking more about goals versus intentions. I'm now setting an intention to no longer use the word goal in any of our materials, but to use intention instead. If I do, please call me out. You just listened to the post titled, Stop Making Goals, Set Intentions Instead by Stephen Worley of LifeSkillsThatMatter.com. Being in control of my health means being super mindful of what I put in my body. From food to supplements, I'm always trying to find the best option out there, which is why I am so excited to tell you all about Thorne. With Thorne, I never have to question what's in each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. In fact, they use such thorough testing and a super clean manufacturing process, they've earned some of the highest certifications in the industry. I even looked them up myself on a third-party lab testing site because I'm super careful. And after reading the reviews for their GI relief supplement, I tried it myself, and so far, it's working wonders. Give your body what it really needs with Thorne. Go to thorne.fit/optimal and use code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not limited to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. And thank you to Stephen. He's right about that study of how happiness doesn't seem to increase after somewhere around $75,000 a year. For class in business school, I had to read a book called Your Money or Your Life, which is still one of my favorite books to this day, because it explained things I had felt but not been able to put into words myself. Like the idea that if you put happiness and money on a graph, the more money you get in the beginning, the more happiness you get. But it slows down the higher you get. And when you reach around $75,000, as he mentioned in this article, the curve starts going the other way. Happiness decreases with more money. Because in reality, things really do get more complicated. A younger version of myself didn't really understand this and figured, well, you could probably hire people to solve those complicated problems that arise with more money. But boy, once you're in a managerial position where you have to find people you really trust, that adds a completely different layer of complications. If you're a manager, you know what I'm talking about. But anyway, that's just a little part of this article. The bulk of it talking about intentions versus goals is something we've been touching on almost weekly for the last couple of weeks. We've heard me talking about how I don't really have goals, to Benjamin Hardy talking about how the most successful people have daily goals that they revise daily. And now you have Stephen talking about intentions being more important than goals. All these posts with different perspectives, all in the hope of making your life even 1% better. But it's up to you to figure out how, and that can be the difficult part. But I think listening to these different ideas is a great place to start. If we're pondering this together and figuring out what works for us individually each day, it will make a positive difference. I've heard from some listeners directly, so keep it up. Thank you for listening and sticking around until the end. Have a great day, and I'll see you tomorrow, as usual, where your optimal life awaits.